The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In the first reading today, God has become angry with his chosen people, Israel. Angry because they'd strayed from the path he had set and made false idols. And yet, at the behest of Moses, he forgives them again and again. My brothers and sisters, we are the new Israel. God cares deeply about us, and yet time and again we stray from the path he has set for us, and then we set up our own false idols. Christ now pleads on our behalf through the blood of his cross. And time and again, God forgives us through the sacraments of confession. But the thought I want to leave with you today is this. Faced with this unfathomable and unmerited love and mercy and forgiveness, what do I do for him? How do I respond to God's love for me?